Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's Just Arrive collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course! We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast. We have two very special guests today.
Yes. Normally it's just one, but today we doubled the pleasure, doubled the fun. I hate myself. What is this dad joke? I have a real problem.
It's okay. I'm using dad jokes. It's fine. Today we have Drew and Dayson and I from Two Idiot Girls, and I could not be more excited. They are Gleeks and they are also very funny. Very funny. And sisters. This is like a dream combo over here.
I didn't want it to end. I'm so excited for all of you to jump into this conversation because, I mean, if you don't follow one of them on TikTok, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
If you haven't listened to one of Drew's two podcasts, and Drew and Dayson have a podcast,
like, what are you doing?
Get on it.
Yeah.
Come on. They are the best. Enjoy. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
We've been huge Glee fans forever. So when we got the messages, we were like, no way. So this is super exciting. Yeah.
The fandom is mutual, I assure you.
Yes.
We were talking about, because you had this segment on one of your episodes when you were talking about Glee songs, just random Glee songs. And the way you two talked about what the song was is exactly how Jenna and I should know what we're talking about.
You're in it. Yeah.
Because right. We're in it.
You remember way more than we did.
Yes. Like, and you'd be like, wow, you know, the number where they're dressed in black and they're on, I'm like, how do they remember this? I have no recollection. But Jenna and I will be texting each other. Like, do you remember doing this thing with, what song was this? Like, we have to Google shit because we don't. It's like, this is very relatable. You two could have a Glee podcast. It doesn't take much.
Yeah, if you guys ever want to pass the torch, let us know.
Okay. I mean, it would be an honor. Welcome, you guys. Thanks for coming on the show. We're very excited to have you. I don't even know where to start, you guys. There's just a lot to chat about. Maybe let's talk about you guys first, because I just want to know more about your story. I want to know about, like, how your podcast came to be, how your TikToks all came to be, because you're, like, massive on your own, in your own right, and then, like, together. So, like, was this always the plan? Like, were you, you know, like, making this plan when you were very little?
I think that both Dayson and I were just really like, we just love to entertain. Like, we love to tell stories. We love to like be funny. And so I think we both wanted to work in the entertainment industry to some degree. I think for me, I thought it was going to be sports. Like, I thought sports commentating was going to be my thing. And Dayson actually majored in film in college. So I think she was planning on doing more behind the scenes stuff. And we just kind of fell into this. We actually started our podcast before I grew my platform on TikTok. So it was
you were ready.
Something we were ready. We were ready and waiting for the perfect opportunity. I think we just like, we make ourselves laugh really hard. So we were like, we should start a podcast. Like everyone, they're just like, I'm hilarious. Other people should hear me. And so we actually started our podcast first, and then Dayson actually moved to New York, and so we were kind of doing it on Zoom for a while, and then we had to take a break for a little, then my platform blew up really big, and then we resumed the podcast, and then now we have like a studio and a team, and it's just been like the craziest random ride. But it's been great.
Oh my god,
I love that, because it was sort of, you know, it's like the Oprah model. I feel like if one comes up, everybody comes up. Like, yeah, you bring your closest people with you, and then it's easy because no one's, you don't have to question motives of people. You know, you guys are inherently funny.
Yeah.
And you're like, and now it's been verified. People appreciate what we're saying.
And now Kevin and Jenna said so. So now it has to be true. Yeah,
now it's true.
Yeah.
Now it's verified. Stamp of approval.
Now you've made
blue
it.
Blue check.
Yeah. Exactly.
The bar is low, I guess. If we're the ones that you need to verify it.
Do you ever find that, like, as like siblings, like there's you guys, like, it ever affects your relationship working together?
I think my mom always brought it. We're 2 years apart, so we grew up like kind of like twins. Like every time I got to do something, like my mom's like, you have to wait till you're 13 to do something, and then Drew could do it at 11. That was always the case. So I think we just grew up so close forever that when it came time to like start a business together, it was like almost second nature. Like, it's easy for us to work together. Like, even our mom, she's one of our managers. Like, that's super easy for us as well. There's going to be times where we like, of course, like argue. That's probably like, the biggest question we get most of the time. Like, what's your biggest fight? I'm like, why would I tell you that? But for the most part, I think it's pretty seamless because we know each other so well. And I think it just is, it's so easy. You know, like, I feel like the best way to learn if you're going to like someone in your life is like going on vacation together. And like, we've been on vacation with each other my entire life. I'm almost 30. So this is easy. It was second nature to us. And it's just been really fun the whole time. Like, every time we get to do something new like this, like, it's always really exciting getting to do it together. Even if just Drew got to come on, I would be so excited for her. And I would come to her. I would have had her mic set up. Like, that's how we've never been raised to be jealous of each other. It's always been to be really supportive and super easy.
It is special having someone to like share all those experiences with, because it's a very, for you guys, and Jenna and I have talked about this a lot for like the Glee stuff, but with you guys, it's such a specific experience getting to where you are now, that at least you always have someone to be able to like, remember when we
they
did this
get
thing?
It.
Or that thing, or like, oh God, I hate this person. You have that shared experience for the good and bad, because I always feel when you see like big musicians or movie stars, even though they're successful and all that, I always, in the back of my mind, I'm like, it must suck because you don't have someone to be that close with, to share that everything with, like you have each other. And I feel like that's such an invaluable part of this whole experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I think too, like, even for, like, for us personally, like, obviously, like Dayson said, like, we're sisters. You know, when you have new relationships, whether they're like platonic, romantic, business, sometimes you go through those phases where you struggle to like communicate things to each other. Dayson and I already got past that because we're siblings. So like, if we ever have issues or problems with each other, or we have like, in the sense that we're like frustrated with each other, or there's something that bothers one of us and not the other, we're very good at talking to each other because we're siblings. So I feel like that communication a lot of times is what makes going into business with friends or family hard, is because you don't have that relationship already established where you can be open and honest with each other, as well as like shared experience, like you said, Kevin. And I think we have that. We're really lucky to have a very strong family unit. So my mom and dad have always been like, you guys are sisters first and then the business comes. So like nothing's more important than your bond with each other. So like, if I had to choose between the business and my sister, obviously I'm going to choose my sister every time. And so I think that like those boundaries established long ago for us to be able to like talk to each other. And then also remembering that nothing's more important than each other and how we love each other and support each other. I think it's made it a lot easier than like going into a business with like a stranger or someone you don't know, or newly starting something with someone you barely know. I think that's why it works really well with us, thankfully.
Yeah. And I'm sure it also makes what you're doing better too. Yeah.
It's way more fun.
Yeah. People can feel that. People can hear it and people can see it. And so it affects, you have good, some good parents, you know? Yeah. We've seen too often when somebody has success and you don't have that foundation, that stable foundation, that things can vary. Things with success, things are thrown at you all the time and you have access to all these new things and opportunities and vices, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And so without that stable support and foundation, then people can, you know, get caught up very easily. So sounds like that's not happening here.
Yeah. Thankfully, I know. I feel like our family keeps us pretty humble, which is a good thing. I tell this joke all the time. Like when I first started growing a platform on TikTok, our grandfather, like my maternal grandfather, he was like, well, your mom tells me that you're like doing stuff online. And I was like, oh yeah, you know, just like making videos. And he's old as shit, obviously. And then he was like, he goes, yeah, on TikTok. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, I have a TikTok. I'm like, oh, word, do you like it? And then he goes, yeah, but I've never watched you. And I was like, oh, okay. Why not? And he goes, oh my God, I don't need to see all that. And I was like, all that? Girl, what are you
he's
talking
like,
about?
He's like, thinking on OnlyFans or something?
I have no clue.
You're like, what do you think I'm doing?
He still hasn't watched me to this day. And you know what? That's okay. You better work. Like, that's fine.
It's working.
Do you, boo? Yeah. Do you?
Hey, you know what? And that's like, that's my immediate family. So, you know, it's very humbling. That's a good thing. I think you need that. Like in this world.
When Glee started, my brother was going to college in England. And so he sort of missed like what was happening here.
The wave.
And I went, yes. And I went, Jenna and I went there together for the summer. And also, to your point of being able to travel with somebody, it was this trip where we really cemented our lifelong bond. Because not only could we travel together, we excelled at life abroad together.
We were thriving.
Yeah. We're like, oh, this works.
Right.
But my brother gets to the hotel and he's like, why do you have security? Look at your face. No one wants to talk to you. What is this? What? He's like, you're ugly. You're 5 foot nothing and you have a giant head. And I'm like, yeah, I agree. I have a mirror. However, wait till we go outside. And then he was like, oh yeah, I get it. But the whole thing, you know, we're just riddled with insults every holiday. I'm like, this, you guys keep me young. Listen. You know, it's that sort of thing.
Your family, the McHale clan. That. You do. Yeah.
Like, roast me. Please.
You need that.
Yeah.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host this summer, same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. I want to talk about these takedowns of toxic men.
Oh yeah, let's get into it.
Speaking of people who start podcasts,
for real.
Okay, so Drew, you're like, tell me, what was the impetus to do these? Did you notice these men first? Have you always like thought about this? Where did that come from? Because they're really funny.
Thank you. I think in the beginning, I was kind of just posting funny story times of my own, like, unfortunate dating experiences. I mean, I feel like that's just a rite of passage if you unfortunately date men. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of telling silly stories, and they like dug it. They thought it was fun. And then, my first video to like really ever go viral was not even like a roast, really. But it wasn't like at someone specific. It was, they asked me, the prompt was some very specific red flags in men that you have. And so I, like had a whole list. I had like 12 things and I just listed them all out. And then that was my very first video to like really go viral. And, I got a whole bunch of people being like, this is so funny. This is so true. Like normal stuff. Like they're like, I can relate. And then I got a whole lot of men who really didn't like that video.
Shocking.
Shocking. They really hate hearing all the terrible things they do to us. Right. And so I remember when I got all the hate, I had never experienced anything like that before. I'm very normal prior to this industry. I worked normal jobs. We both went to college. Like we graduated, we did all the normal life things already up until that point. So I had never experienced hate like that. Mm. And I thought it was funny. I thought we were all laughing and goofing. So I started goofing back and turns out it worked out really well for me and not for them. So
great.
Period.
Well, that's kind of how keep it doing started, them. Though. Okay, I see.
Oh,
I
yeah.
See.
Yeah.
I mean, and has the backlash of like these unwanted men, has it gotten worse over time or has it gotten better?
It's definitely gotten better in the sense that they've gotten better at either running from me or hiding it. So I
got learning how the internet works.
Exactly. The digital footprint. They were like, people can see this. What? So I think that realization kind of helped them this year. But there was a point, like when I really started growing, that it was just every day, every single day. I was like getting hundreds of thousands of comments, videos, like horrible things said about me. But I don't care what mediocre men think about my looks. So it doesn't bother me. And I feel like that part bothered them. And even so, like with Two Idiot Girls, like, sometimes we'll get a rando like just coming in there and be like, you guys are the biggest people I've ever seen in my life, like the fattest people I've ever seen. And I both find that funny because like I don't like neither of us are pick me's, so male validation means nothing to me, either of us. She's gay and I'm wifed up, so I really don't care. Like neither of us care, to be honest. So like we care more about hate. Like the hate that we care more about is like when people are like, the sound is bad. So it's like that's
totally.
That's the one that I'm like, gosh days, we have to think about it. We have
quality control.
Yeah. That's the only literally.
You're preaching to the choir.
Fair enough. Okay.
Telling you, that's the only kind of hate we really care about and the only hate we really get. So, and Jason's gay, so like she really doesn't care what men think. So,
I was gonna say, since you started, you know, I think your platform in that way, we're like, here's all you shitty people, listen up here. You also have just been, I feel like that's maybe made it easier because you guys have lifted up so many communities like the LGBTQ community and AAPI community and trans community. Was that just because of, I mean, it sounds like because of who you all are, like inherently that was like, let's just use this in a positive way, like this attention and make sure we stick up for these, you know, often suppressed and forgotten about communities. Was that important since the beginning to sort of go for that?
I mean, I think Drew, when people ask me, like, has Drew always been like this? I'm like, my whole life has always been Drew, like standing up to bullies, like no matter what it's for, if you're like, people are making fun of your body or what you look like. My sister has always been the first one to like stand up, especially me. I got bullied a lot when I was younger because I was gay and shy and I didn't want to talk to people. And Drew was always there. And I think that's why a lot of people think she's older than me, even though I'm older technically. But I think it just, my mom has always taught us to stand up for what's right and to stand up for other people. And I think growing up feeling like both of us feeling othered because we were always like the only sophomore girls in the class, or, you know, Drew's like 100 feet tall and most boys don't like stuff like that. Like it's just little things like that. I'm gay. Like there's just little things like that I think we've always, we know what that feels like. And I think being able to be like a Pacifica representation for our people has, is like on it, the one part that makes both of us very I mean, I cry all the time, but she doesn't, but that part like will really get us. That's why we always talk about The Rock, because he's always been our only form of like someone representation. Like I remember when Moana came out and stuff like that. So I think it's just always been easy for us to want to stand up for other people. And I think being able to build like a little community of people like us, or people who aren't even like us but want to learn more about people like us or feel a part of the community, is like a really special part of our platform for sure.
Because then you're expanding that, because then now it's not just The Rock.
Yeah,
you guys are in that conversation.
You guys are in that.
Exactly.
You've done
exactly
that.
I think too, even for me, like the show, like my comment section show and Two Idiot Girls obviously are two different podcasts, but like I feel like the energy is very different for both of them. So like the comment section obviously is more like talk show-y, and we talk about funny things and silly things and serious things, but on Two Idiot Girls I feel like it's so a much different side of me and like my personality and like the things that I like Glee, for example. Like sometimes we talk about stuff on 2Date Girls that they're like, I didn't know you liked Glee. I'm like, girl, cause you guys don't care about anything that I talk about. That's not me making fun of a man. I am so much more multifaceted, girl.
Yeah.
I was a Glee first. And then I hated men. I'm just kidding.
Glee made you hate men.
There you go.
Yes.
I'm like, Glee made me love literally everyone but men. So, you know,
you
like every marginalized person except men. So,
let's talk about Glee.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch it when it came out, or when was your introduction to Glee?
The first episode I can remember watching all the way through, which has my favorite Glee cover in it, is the prom one where they do, I'm not going to teach your boyfriend how to dance with you. That's the best we cover. I don't care. Like, that's the best one.
I think it's Darren's best. I think that's...
Oh, it's right? So good. Mm-hmm. Everyone talks about Summer Only We Know. That's a good one. That's or when one. He did Cough Syrup. Well,
Cough Syrup is one of my faves of Darren's.
Mm-hmm. I think it's so funny that people love I'm not going to teach your boyfriend. I'm just flabbergasted at it. I really Why am.
Do you hate it?
I don't love it.
I don't know. It just does something to me. I don't know.
There's no judgment. I'm probably the minority here. We've had a lot of fans who say it, and I'm like, maybe because I did it. I don't know. Like, because I was like,
yeah. Did you hate that day?
Yeah.
I might have hated that day. That's very possible.
Yeah. I feel like maybe that's the association to actually filming it is bad.
Okay. Oh, no, I love hearing this. Okay. You guys named like a lot of Glee songs. Like. On your podcast that I was very impressed with. keep talking about the songs you guys liked.
I was going to say, I think I'm not going to teach your boyfriend how to dance with you. I think a big reason why a lot of us love that one, other than the obvious, like Darren Criss is obviously so talented. All of you are that were involved in the song, but I think it's because like, obviously Darren plays a gay man on the show. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was one of those where you're kind of like, wait a minute.
Am I attracted to this? Yeah.
Am I kind of like... Hold on.
I'm thinking about it a little too long. Yeah, it's true.
Like, I genuinely believe that's why so many
do I have a tingle?
Because they're kind of like, hold on a second. He's eating a little bit. Hold on. See, I honestly think that's why.
I think it's because it's the most Darren song. Like, yeah, it's the other ones are Blaine. That is very much, Darren.
T.
Okay.
Because I was watching, I was like, oh, this...
It's Darren.
This works for me on a different level.
I'm telling you. You're kind of like, hold on a second.
Well, this is when we first started seeing, like, Darren in out of Warbler outfit. So we didn't see him with, like, the slicked hair over.
Exactly.
And, like, we started seeing him in, like, more Darren-esque... Darren Blaine. Yeah. So that makes sense. Okay.
Hell
that
makes sense. I think that's the draw for most, because obviously it's like gay women, gay men, and then a bunch of straight women were kind of like, okay. Seeing it a little bit. Am I attracted to this gay man? Hold on.
You wouldn't be the first. The amount of
my life.
People who have told me, like, Darren's got like the whitest, like the whitest. Like, every demographic likes Darren.
Yes, there's a demo for Darren.
I'm like, he's doing something.
Everybody.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, not all of us got to play super likable characters, okay?
Aww.
Some of us were misogynistic.
I liked Artie's character. I was going to say, your cover of Isn't She Lovely, I think is amazing. It's one of you know which one I think is slept on? Man in the Mirror. I think Man in the Mirror is so slept on. That's one of my favorite ones.
Really,
and then
one
of my favorite Jenna ones was... which was the one I couldn't remember, but I looked it up after, is The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face.
That's the one I was thinking of.
That's one of my favorite ones, too.
Yeah. You know, I'm black, though, for that one?
I thought you were. That's what the vision in my head was that. And then when everyone was like, what are you talking about? And I was like trying to sing the song because I don't know the words to anything. I was trying to figure it out.
That's the one I was thinking that you were thinking of. So I was with you. I was with you.
That's one of my favorite ones. I love that one.
Okay. Interesting. Period. You also mentioned, this is also, well, I have two questions. Okay. So you mentioned you really liked Pure Imagination. Was this only because you like Willy Wonka? Because I hate that song.
I love Willy Wonka, but I also, I thought it was, I didn't expect that cover and I thought it was done really well. That was my impersonation of it. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Another weird day for Jenna.
Yeah, a really weird day for me.
She's like, why are you picking all my triggering episodes? Why are you picking all those?
Like,
this is exposure therapy.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much.
I'm your therapist, apparently.
This is a safe space, Jenna.
Okay, safe space then. I have a question for you guys. What do you think of Run, Joey, Run? Do you remember Run, Joey, Run?
Yeah, I think I do. If I'm thinking of the right one.
It's the weird video that Rachel put together with like all of the,
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, this is me being a little biased. If I don't know the song, I may not love it. However,
Got it.
However, if it has like a kick-ass beat, then I might be like, okay, hold on. Because like a song like I rewatched Glee recently, actually, like a couple years ago. I like rewatched it from front to back. Wow. Still holds up to this day. Everyone Glee's Glee survives. Glee's rise. Wow. I rewatched it a couple years ago, and I wanted my boyfriend to watch it because he had never seen it before. Mm. So I was like, you have no idea about American history. American history.
Here we go.
In TV, I'm going to give you a lesson.
An institution.
Here you go.
Yeah. So we rewatched it like from front to back. And he
didn't break up with you.
No, he did not. In fact, I actually have videos.
He's like that Darren Criss.
He's like, hold on.
he saw it. And then he was like, all right.
I get it.
I even have videos of him. Like I was recording him watching the Britney episode. And I remember he was watching so intensely that I recorded videos of him because he was just so enthralled into it. Yeah. And so even when I rewatched it, I forgot about Party All the Time, the like cover. Mm-hmm. I think it was, is it Gwyneth Paltrow? That's who's.
Does she do Party All the Time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember Darren. I think Leah was in there. I forget the rest of the cast that was involved. But
there was a lot of
us. I
didn't
know
fair.
That song. And then when I saw the. Yeah, when I rewatched the cover, I was like, hold on, this song kind of eats. Let me look it up. And I didn't know that song was by Eddie Murphy.
Yes. Hello?
Like the only song he ever, I had no idea that he made song. And I looked it up and I put both the cover and the original, I put them on a playlist.
I was jealous I wasn't on that because I was like, I like this song.
It's a good song, but I had never heard it before. One. My point being, if I don't know it, I won't gravitate towards it unless it bangs. And then I'm like, I'm going to look it up. And I like both. So
see, it was an education. We were educating
exactly.
Youth.
Exactly.
American history. American history.
We were like, this is what being gay is.
Right.
Number one.
Exactly.
Number one, everyone. And here's some old music you've never heard.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Even when I showed my boyfriend in the first like four seasons, he was like, this show is so like representative. And I was like, I know, I'm telling you, it was groundbreaking mm-hmm. at the time on television, girl. That's crazy.
We used to tell cast members when they would come on, like in later seasons, like, if you're not gay yet, give it 6 months.
Be in on this set. Strap in, babe.
Strap in or strap on, baby. You know?
For real.
Or at least try it once just to see if you like it.
Yeah. Listen.
Also a good cover. Listen was also a very
great one.
Okay, you talked about How Will I Know. Who did that?
Oh,
Jenna.
I know.
Amber was in that one.
Yeah.
Amber was in that one?
So just
Amber
so you
Riley
know,
was the main one.
On our rewatch, we're just starting season three. So we haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
Because for us, we remember seasons one and two very well. Season three on, it's a little, fuzzy. We don't remember a lot.
We're essentially watching it for the first time, is what we say.
That's crazy.
There's so much.
That's crazy.
Is that so crazy to like watch yourselves back? Like, especially years ago, like you're like, I don't even know that person.
No, I was like, totally. I was terrible. How did I get this job?
Right.
But I was like, luckily was somebody saw something. Because
yeah.
Exactly. I was broke.
Yeah, like, at least I saw something in the audition.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I'm so interested how it was because you guys filmed for so long. And I feel like through such formative years that you were like, like growing up actively and acting at the same time. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Was it like
they
a
were my college years.
Shots of fame. Yeah. In like your formative years where we were so lucky in so many ways, like all of us who had just booked the show from the beginning, like the pilot, we were all basically broke. I mean, we had dollars in our bank accounts and we had to ask them to send our first check early because we all were living on nothing.
I was driving a car that I had totaled, but was still driving it because that's all
I
had.
It was bad. So we were very lucky.
That's crazy.
And then you attach yourself to these people who, like we were talking about earlier, like only they can understand what you're going through. So these people that we, you know, worked with in our 20s, who we may not have been friends with ever again if you were in any other setting, are now family that, you know, you're tied together for better or for worse. And so it was really they're just really important people. It was a really important time, but also like we don't remember because we attached ourselves to the memories and to where we were in the time. And so like watching it back, you're like, it's like sense memory or you've blocked it from your memory completely. And you're like, I don't, it's like short term. You're like, you go in to do like a, you know, a math quiz, right? And you don't remember the shit after you walk out of the room. And it's like that. You're like, what line, what episode am I doing today? How does my character feel? And then like you move on to the next thing. That's and so,
damn.
Yeah.
I know. I have another question. I'm so sorry. I'm like me taking over your interview.
Go for it.
I'm so curious. When you guys like saw it on like TV for the first time, was it like crazy to be a part of something that was so progressive, especially for the time? Like, I mean, like, was that like surreal? Was it like hard dealing with it in real life? Like, you know, like some people were really pissed off at Glee, like when it first came out, like, and it had all this queer representation, ethnic representation, right? It had so many different levels of like, not just representation in the sense of like marginalized identities, but also like family situations, like divorce, cheating, like, you know, like just all kinds of stuff that people, like the human experience, like people experience in real life, but I'd never seen on sitcom before. Like, was that like hard for you guys to deal with it in real life? Or was it like more great than it was bad? I'm just so curious.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think in the beginning, for me at least, it was like, oh, this is just all my interests. Like, let's get like weird and queer and satirical.
And so
I didn't think about, I mean, I think for us too, it's like getting a job is so hard. And then you get this thing that you find really funny and everyone who works on it is so nice and you're obsessed with each other. And so like we got to film a lot of it before anybody saw anything. So I don't think a lot of us necessarily were able to have the foresight to be like, what are people going to think about this? Because for a lot of us, it was our first thing. But I think as soon as it came out and you started, and we could only experience like what people thought to an extent because we were so protected in our little sound stages and just working every day and having a blast. But when you were able to, I don't know, read reviews or meet people on the street and get that sort of thing that you were just talking about from such a variety of people, it was absolutely mind-boggling because I've always said, like, it's great to get a job and you love that, but to actually do something that is meaningful to people outside of just, like, we're clowns, we're making them laugh, we're singing and dancing. But also, people are seeing themselves and do feel like they're seeing themselves for the first time. And it's also an experience that people can watch with their whole families. And that was a really special thing. And I think as time went on, we got to realize that. But at first, it was just like, what's happening? Like, are we going to get to keep doing this? Or do people actually like this?
Yeah, it's like shocking at first.
Yeah, when we recorded or when we were shooting and then, you know, like Kevin said, we didn't, they didn't see like the first 13 episodes until we were done shooting them. And so we went off to Australia and did some tours and promotional things. And then people, you know, it started to air. And then we started to feel it. And I don't think we had the foresight to really think about it. But as we did, and it felt like it started to feel like an honor and a responsibility because it felt like something that we were representing people who had never been represented before on television. Like The Rock for you guys. Like I didn't see a lot of Asian representation on TV. There were like maybe two people. And so for little girls to be come up to me and be like, thank you. You're just in for like Chris Colfer, for example, who plays like such an iconic gay character on TV. Like, it's such a responsibility and like, and just so many people, you started to feel like the outpouring of that. And then on the other side of it, like Christian groups would come after us and just like, I don't know, anything you could possibly imagine. There was somebody that was protesting our show because we were doing something wrong. For real. We were honestly like, I can't believe that like broadcast television, like Fox was like allowing us to say some of the things we actually said. We were kind of floored by it. But
if they have Family Guy, they're used to it, you know?
True.
They were just happy something was successful.
They're like, okay.
Honestly, and you know what's so funny too is my boyfriend, when we when he watched it, because obviously he watched it for the first time, so I'm like watching him watch it for the first time, he was cracking up, girl. Like, he was laughing. He's like, this show is funny. I was like, I'm telling you, they do show tunes and they do jokes. It's hilarious.
like what a weird combination.
I know, really,
it's so good.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host this summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. So now that you've rewatched it, what for both of you, like, what seasons do you love the most, and like, what episode, like, do you have episodes that like stand out to you guys?
Ooh, that's such a hard question. I would say like seasons two to five are like money. Even when you all moved to, even when everyone moved to New York, I was in it. I was still watching. Yeah, I was
still there.
When the original cast like graduated, I was in it. I was involved.
Yeah. That's good to know. Okay.
What about you? What about you, Dace? Okay.
I think season two and three are my favorites. Those are the ones I always think of when I think of rewatching. I was in college, like as like Rachel and everyone was like moving to New York, and I was like, oh, me too, like watching
same.
I loved it like all the way through. I could not get enough of it. I was still listening to Glee walking to class. I'm like,
same.
I'm like 20.
Same. We would literally call each other because we were in college at the same time, obviously, in like 2013, 2014, and we would call each other and be like, she would tell me, did you watch Glee this week? I'm like, no. She's like, dude, watch it, and then call me. I'm like, okay. So I would watch it in my little TV that was like this big in my dorm room, and I would watch it, and I'd be like cracking up on myself, and then I would call Dace and be like, it was so good this week.
You're so good.
Oh, that's so cute. Wow. I wish we knew like stuff like that was going on. Like when it was happening. You just don't like, I don't know, do you guys experience that in what you do now with the podcast and like all the different social media platforms? Like, are you able to tell that you're reaching people in that way? Like, I think it was, there was such a block like
connected
for us.
To your fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think like the, obviously like since you guys are like more traditional media talent, like you guys are traditional celebrities in the sense that you went like a TV route, and obviously Dace and I are more social media, which is kind of a newer wave like within the last 10 mm-hmm. years or so. And mm-hmm. I feel like we feel it probably a lot sooner than you guys did, because you guys are so like, it's almost like you're closed off from the world, mm-hmm. like you're in a little bubble, and then you don't see totally. It until you like go out and like whether you're going out literally or you like go on tour or anything like that. And I feel like for Dace and I, we went on tour earlier this year and we toured Two Idiot Girls, which is our first time, my first time touring ever, like doing any sort of live anything. Same Amazing. With Dace. And
wow.
That was like, I don't get nervous for really anything at all, but tour, I was shitting bricks, girl. I was nervous. Yeah. I was like, we need to drink a little
yeah.
bit.
I was like, I have to entertain these people.
Yeah, for real. So like that experience, I think even then too, was the first time like you get to hear them laugh in real time, and like you get to see their faces and meet them and hear how much your like our content has helped them and how much they love it. And I think like even one of the things that stands out to me is like I told a story on an episode like from early last year about this guy that would not leave my house. Like he tricked me into having breakfast at my house and then like wouldn't leave. And I, you know, when you like want to eat your food and watch your show, and they so you don't eat.
I want to watch Glee and eat my McDonald's.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like,
Yeah, exactly.
I might have done that a couple weeks ago.
I'm telling you. But I was like, that's my me time. Like, and he would not leave. My food's getting cold. I'm like, girl, get out.
Murder.
But there was like a point in the show where I made a joke and I was like, well, drive safe, brother. And because I was trying to get him to leave like really fast. And a lot of Two Idiot Girls fans kept saying that to me. And I was like, where did you guys? Like, I was like, where are we getting that from? Because like so many of them kept saying it to me. And then Dayson was like, dude, you said it in one of our episodes. And I was like, I did.
That's
and so like
crazy.
I went back and rewatched it. And then I was like, first of all, I rewatched it and I'm like, God, I'm so funny. Oh guys, we're killing it, Dace. You and I are killing it. But then I remember too, I feel like when I watched it, I was like, damn, like I cannot believe, like it's like an inside joke that they have now in our little community. And it's I feel so like cool. That was one of the first times I remember thinking like, that's cool. Like you guys are loving our episodes and our humor, and you guys are absorbing our jokes and you're using them in everyday life. Like, I think that's so sick. So it's so awesome.
I mean, you must have liked tour because you're going back out on tour again, aren't you?
Yes,
next
we
year.
Are. We're doing it next year. We sure are. And it was so much fun. I'm sure you guys had the same experience. Like, nothing bonds you like tour, girl. Oh. Like, some about tour, like, you guys have a lived experience.
Oh, yeah. Like, a lot of trauma bonding.
I was saying, their tour is different from ours. Yeah, but yeah.
True. Very true.
Exactly.
But the trauma bonding is real. The trauma bonding is so real.
Tour's a weird experience.
Thing. Yeah.
It's so weird. It's like, I also think that you have that bond too with anybody who's ever toured. I think in any capacity, right? There's this like unspoken thing like, oh, you've been on tour. Yeah, you know. It's like a weird, lonely, a high. And then everyone leaves and you're like, now what?
Well,
my mom won't answer my phone call. No one cares. I had 15,000 people screaming my name. Now what am I supposed to do?
Just go back
to my
life.
Motel 5.
Yeah, like I could say anything and this whole crowd would laugh at anything I did.
Literally.
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, none of you guys laugh nearly as hard as the people in the crowd did.
Yeah.
Something about that. I'm cracking jokes.
And also, then you wonder why people go crazy.
For real. We did a little baby tour too. Like, we only did four shows, but like it was all along the coast of California. And even then I was like, I'm exhausted by the last one. So I can't even imagine doing like an international multi-month tour. Girl, I don't know how you guys did that.
Like, dancing. Ours was just sitting in chairs and being stupid for an hour and a half. Like, and just getting drunk while we're talking. And then like, but yours is like actual performing. I can't even
actually.
No, don't sell yourself short. That is hard because we at least like, I think we had music, we had dancers, we have pyro. There's things to like protect like you. Look at, yeah, like yeah. look over here. And when you guys go out, that you're the show.
Just you guys,
yeah.
Okay. So true. Yeah. We are equally work just as hard.
You work so hard.
Yeah. We work so hard, all of us. We work so hard equally across the board.
How big is this next tour?
Yeah. Our next tour is going to be, I think, four and a half, five weeks. So we're doing an international, Ooh. Or not international, sorry, US tour.
Yeah.
So we're starting awesome. On the East Coast, awesome. And then we'll be working our way back to California.
So you had a couple weeks off, and you're like, four shows. We could do more than that.
No, seriously. Our manager, he was telling us, like, we'll just do this baby one, kind of get the feel of it and see how it goes. And it did really well. We sold out our four shows. So now Amazing. Our next big one, we're going to be like, ooh. Like, he's like, all right, cool. Now we're going to do the whole US. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? You're going to see a lot.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
If all else fails, you can just play some Glee music.
They're gonna love it, and they would love it. Every night we would walk out to Hold On by the Jonas Brothers. Maybe we'll do a Glee song. Yep. Perhaps we'll switch
oh
it up.
Oh my god,
wow. That's a great idea. We love that. That's a great
just
idea.
Just use some different trouble tone songs.
Yes,
please.
Ooh, hell yeah. Right?
We're so good.
We just got to the trouble tones in the show, so we're in like a really big trouble tones Ooh, phase okay. right now.
That was one of my favorite episodes too.
Because nobody's better than them. I feel like nobody talks about them enough. I feel like Trouble Tones were it.
And taught by Idina Menzel. Come on now. Get into it, girl.
You know what's so funny? When we watch Glee, like I don't have a big Broadway background. Like you guys were talking about Wicked before we started. I just saw Wicked for the first time, I think in like March or April. Drew took us to go see it because I'd never seen it.
Yeah.
And I absolutely loved it. I thought it was amazing. So when they had like Christian Chenoweth and Idina Menzel, even Jonathan Groff, I was like, I don't know who any of these people are. Like people would be like, oh my God, did you see who was on Glee? I'm all, I don't know who that is. I was just
But
like,
I knew.
I was the same. I didn't know anything.
We had to school Kevin real quick.
I was like, this Kristen woman is really nice and very talented.
<You're killing> it.
Good for her.
Do this for a living. Yeah. You should really, someone should sign her.
Like, where'd you come from? I'm like, that woman looks a lot like Leah.
Like, what a find.
I love Broadway. So like, I feel like I'm constantly taking my boyfriend and my sister to go see Broadway shows just because I want them to be educated. Again, American history. And mm-hmm, I feel mm-hmm. even with the representation of Broadway on the show, I was like certified. Yes. If I could sing, girl, I'd be dominating the world. Like the universe knew, whoever the higher power is, they knew to not give me the gift of singing because I'd be too powerful. I'd be way too powerful. So I'm jealous. I wish we could sing like y'all.
I know.
No. Oh, not my like God. Us. Maybe like Idina.
What a gift to bring your sister to Wicked, you know?
I know.
I'm telling That's you. Really cool. I'm telling. And we were late. Mm-hmm. I'm late everywhere, but we were late. So we did have to stand and watch the first number in the foyer, and then they took us to our seats. But it was 100 out of 10.
Yeah, you still got Defying Gravity. You're fine.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, most
that's
important.
What I'm saying. I got all the good stuff. I remember at the intermission, there was a woman sitting next to Dayson, and then she was like, excuse me. And then Dayson was like, oh yeah. And she thought she had to like get up or something. And she goes, no, do you know what this show is like about? And then my sister, we're at intermission, girl. We watched the first half. What do you mean you don't know what's going on?
I know as much as you.
Literally.
You're in the same show.
I'm just waiting for Defying Gravity.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have all the information that you have, girl. Like, I've been sitting here the same time.
Did you love it, Dayson?
I loved it.
Yeah. It was so good. So good.
It was amazing.
So
mm-hmm.
Well, we are so grateful you guys came on. Thank you so much for chatting Glee with us, and congratulations on your success, your podcast, your individual success, for lifting up all of the communities, for going on tour. Congratulations, you guys.
Oh my gosh, You're go really, see them really on tour. Funny, we're going to have to go.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Please do. I would love to have, we would both love to have you. Thank you guys so much for having us. This is
Thank
a dream
you.
Come true.
No, thanks for making the time. Go listen, subscribe, comment section, and Two Idiot Girls. You guys are the best. So good.
Thank you so much. We adore y'all.
Thanks, guys.
Likewise.
Let's. And then you guys can give me the tea. You guys can give us the tea real life.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We'll stop recording and tell you what's what.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
Oh, my goodness. How fun was that?
I'm sweating. They're so cool.
What chemistry they have, too.
I just want to hang out with them.
Yeah, totally. Well, their podcast feels like you're hanging out with them, too. That's kind of like their thing, which I love. Thank you to Drew and Jason for coming on, taking the time to chat with us, talking about their Glee fandom, and also go check out their tour and their podcast, Two Idiot Girls.
Jenna, are we going to the tour? We got to get tickets.
We're going. We're going.
Let's go.
Okay.
I want to see him.
Easy.
All right. Thank you to Drew and Jason again for joining us. Thank you all for listening. And that's what you really missed.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time. Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course. We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.